paused in her frantic peddling.
What are they for?
Maybe one day I'll tell you. Maybe one day I'll show you.
He peeled his coveralls and his thermal vest and pants, laying them by the weapons. Stripped, he was suddenly aware of his own stink.
Oh, hell. I smell like a Sticky's armpit. Gotta have a bath and clean up. Never noticed it before.
Use that bath. Looks pretty good. There's instructions on the side.
Pity those that can't read.
He moved to the large oval tub. Christy watched him, admiring the lean body, with the ridged walls of muscles across the stomach, the tightness of the thighs, and the hardness of the chest and shoulders.
Funny you should say that. You know that Quint can't read, don't you?
What?
He straightened up, unable to hide his surprise.
But he's the keeper.
Yeah, whatever that means.
She stopped pedaling and leaned forward, breathing hard.
This bastard machine's not up to some real action. It's falling apart.
That's not hard to believe, love. It must be as old as everything else in this redoubt.
Following the printed instructions, Ryan turned on the jacuzzi and started filling it with hot water. Then he turned back to Christy.
You sure Quint can't read?
I'm certain.
How do you know this?
He told me.
When?
Turn that tap farther. The water's not coming fast enough.
Ryan did as she suggested. As he knelt, he was aware of Christy moving behind him. He didn't turn his head, knowing that she was on his blind side. There was the breath of material falling softly to the floor. She leaned over him, her long, rich crimson hair brushing against his nakedness, caressing him with infinitely soft movements. The touch was enough to arouse him, and she reached over his shoulder with a long arm, her fingers rubbing his chest.
Oh. Christy.
Ryan closed his good eye for a moment, relishing the contact. He swallowed hard, fighting to control his breathing.
Yeah?
When did Quint say he couldn't read?
Yesterday. He took me to see that door to the outside. Said there was a whole mess of fucking wicked muty dwarfs out there. That's what he said. They wait, been waiting for 100 years. He talked about being the keeper. Said that everything he knew he'd learned from his father, who was the keeper before him.
The bath was now 3/4 full. The woman knelt behind Ryan, her arms around him, her breasts pressed against his muscular back so that he could feel her nipples. She was holding him with one hand, rubbing slowly up and down, while with her other hand, she traced the delicate lace of scars across his shoulders. And all the time, her sentient hair was stroking him.
His father?
Yeah, the keeper before him. And his father's father was the keeper before that.
But why are there only 3 of them left? The muties get him?
He didn't say. And Ryan?
Ryan finally turned around to look into her face, feeling for a split second as if he might drown in the green depths of her eyes.
What, Christy?
When you said muties just now...
I'm not gonna fuck around, Christy, and pretend I don't know what you mean. I do know.
She sat back, drawing her long legs up, folding her arms around them, resting her chin on her knees. Her marvelous hair tumbled across her shoulders, coyly covering her breasts.
Now's the time to talk about this, Ryan. We've known each other only a short while. We made love, or we screwed, one of the two. I felt it was making love and not the other one. Did you?
Yeah, Christy. I didn't think we were screwing. I thought
That's
we...
Fine. Now you know I'm a mutie.
You're not.
Turn off the tap or we'll flood the bastard with doubt and hot water.
Okay, there. Now look. There's something funny about your hair. Like it moves on its own.
It does, somewhat. My mother was Mother Sonia. And the good and bad things about me come from her. She had the power, Ryan. Real power. And she gave some to me. Some by birthing me, some by teaching me.
Was she, a mutie too?
Even more than I am. She could make her hair grow long and lift things with it. I saw her do it when I was little. Then she got older and didn't or couldn't do it anymore. My hair does move a little, mainly when I'm happy or when I'm...
She grinned suddenly, lifting her face, dazzling him with her beauty.
I guess you noticed that, Ryan. And my hair hurts when it's pulled or caught. Or cut.
Is that all?
No. You know that I've escaped twice with my wrists tied?
And you damn near broke the handle on the main door to the redoubt in the darks.
Yeah, I did. That's kind of a mutation. But it's more what I meant by Mother Sonia's teaching me things. She taught me how to do that.
What?
It's a sort of focusing. Concentrating on how I feel. It's hard and it tires me some. I call on the Earth Mother and she comes to help me.
Just how strong are you?
Ryan, still naked, stood and moved around the exercise room, conscious that this conversation was no longer making him as aroused as he had been just a few minutes ago.
I don't know. I tried all I could on that door. Our lives were in danger. The effort nearly killed me. I nearly puked my guts up.
In one corner, stacked on a chrome steel rack, there was a bar and a pile of weights. Ryan removed the collars and slid on some of the heavy discs, then replaced the collars and tightened the butterfly screws.
There are now 150 pounds on each side. I figure it's about my top. Can you lift that?
Not now.
She rose and moved gracefully toward him. Her body was in marvelous condition, like a top fighter.
But if you called on the Earth Mother, could you then?
Yes.
There wasn't a hint of doubt in her voice as she looked at the equivalent of the weight of two grown men on the smooth bar.
But you first, Ryan. Press that above your head and...
And what?
Do it and see.
He stooped in front of the weights.
I don't usually lift things with my Johnson sticking out like this.
Hanging out, Ryan.
Ryan waited, gathering his concentration, flexing his fingers around the cool metal. He closed his eye, focusing all his energy on lifting the bar. Six deep, slow breaths, then the explosive whoosh of effort. Feeling the strain at the small of his back and across his chest and shoulders, he lifted the bar from the rack. Ryan Carter didn't look that heavily muscled, but his wiry body was in excellent condition. A man didn't get to ride and fight with a trader for 10 years by being soft and flabby.
Very good.
The weights rose slowly but steadily to chest level, then with an extra boost, above Ryan's head. The tendons in his arms stood out like cords as he held it there, his face suffused with blood. He managed to wink at the girl before he lowered the bar to the floor.